Today, before we begin our lesson on the passage study, I want to invite our listeners to review and check out my website, which is allthecounselofgod.com. Allthecounselofgod.com. There are many, many good studies and lessons on my website, so I invite you to check it out. Today, we're going to look at the book of Proverbs for a little bit. In the book of Proverbs, we learn about five things that are abominations to the Lord. Now, the word abomination means extreme hatred, things that God really detests. And each one of these has to do with the wicked. Yet, it's important for us to consider that, even as Christians, these wicked things could be in us, and therefore cause us to be abominable to the Lord. So let's look at some things. The abominations to the Lord are, the first one is the heart of the wicked. The heart of the wicked. Now let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16, verse 5. Proverbs 16, verse 5. Proverbs 16, verse 5, the words of God say this: Everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. So we see here, the Word of God is telling us that the heart of the wicked is proud. In pride, you see, the heart is not submitted to the Lord. Therefore, as in witchcraft, it is subject to the power of the devil, since he is the king over all the children of pride, according to Job chapter 41, verse 34. You see, a person with a proud heart does what he wants to do and justifies his actions against the Lord. You see, he cannot see his life from God's perspective, nor does he want to. When you are saved and your heart is lifted up in pride, God resists you. So it is absolutely necessary that you recognize when you are lifted up in pride. And you must realize how abominable you are to God when your heart is proud. You see, your pride is not different than the pride of a lost man. However, when you repent and humble yourself, God gives you grace, and in due time, he will exalt you. Let's find this truth in 1 Peter chapter 5, 1 Peter chapter number 5, and we'll want to look at verses 5 and 6. 1 Peter 5, verses 5 and 6. Please turn there with me if you would. The words of God tell us this: Likewise, ye younger, submit yourselves unto the elder. Yea, all of you be subject one to another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Due time, in other words, means according to God's timing. Amen. We've got to remember that God is always on time, and his timing is perfect. So we see, first of all, as we look at the abominations to the Lord are, we see, first of all, the heart of the wicked. God detests, he extremely hates. The second thing we want to look at is the thoughts of the wicked. The thoughts of the wicked. Now let's turn over to the book of Proverbs, chapter number 15, verse 26. Proverbs 15, verse 26. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 26, the words of God say this: "The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord." The thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. You see, people sometimes have the idea that sin is not sin until you act upon it. In other words, they don't consider wicked thoughts sinful. Nevertheless, God does. In fact, according to Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12, the words of God tell us that God, He is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of the heart. And when He sees wicked thoughts, they are an abominable to Him. And you must realize that as a saved person, God views your wicked thoughts the same way that He does the wicked thoughts of a sinner without Christ. You see, one is the same to Him as the other. So what can we do? Therefore, you must filter all your thoughts through what the words of God say in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 and see what we need to filter our thoughts through. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8 with me, please. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, the words of God say this: "Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things." So this is what we need to filter our thoughts through, what it has to say here in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. My dear listener, you cannot let wicked thoughts take hold in your mind. Notice what the Word of God instructs us to do in 2 Corinthians chapter 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 10 in verses 3 to 5. Let's turn there together, amen? Here in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 in verses 3 to 5, the words of God have this to say: "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." So we can't, amen, we've got to bring it down, pull it down, bring it into captivity, amen, every wicked thought that tries to enter and take hold of our mind, amen. So we're looking at the abominations to the Lord, what they are. So we saw, number one, the heart of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. And then second, we've just looked at the thoughts of the wicked are an abomination to the Lord. And we said the that word abomination means extreme hatred. These are things that God extremely hates and detests. Now, let's move on to the third thing we want to look at. The abominations of the Lord are the lips of the wicked, the lips of the wicked. Now we have to turn over to Proverbs chapter 12 with me, And in Proverbs chapter 12, we want to look at verse number 22. Notice what the words of God say here in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 22. Lying lips are abomination to the Lord. The lips of the wicked tell lies. And lying lips are abomination to the Lord. You see, my dear listener, when the heart is wicked and the thoughts are wicked, what comes out of the mouth will be wicked too. Amen? I want us to notice what Jesus says. Amen. In Matthew 15, about the thoughts and what comes out of the heart. Amen. In Matthew 15, beginning in verse 16, the words of God say this, "And Jesus said, Are ye also yet without understanding? Do not ye yet understand? That whatsoever entereth in at the mouth goeth into the belly and is cast out into the draught. But those things which proceed out of the mouth come forth from the heart, and they defile the man. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murderers, adulteries, fornication, thefts, false witnesses, blasphemies. These are the things which defile a man. But to eat with unwashed hands defileth not a man." So there we see it. Amen. When the heart is wicked, the thoughts are wicked, what comes out of the mouth will be wicked too. You see, God is all about the truth. He is true. Amen. Jesus Christ is truth. Amen. In fact, Jesus said in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, in verse 6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me." Amen. In fact, Jesus prayed to the Father in the Gospel of John, chapter 17, verse 17. He said, "Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth." You see, his words are truth. Everything about God is true. Notice what the words of God say in Romans chapter 3 with me, in Romans 3 verse 4. "God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. Therefore, everything that is a lie is absolutely contrary to God." So, we see then the devil is a liar. Notice what Jesus said in his day to that religious crowd over there in John's Gospel, chapter 8, in verse number 44. The words of God say this, "Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. And when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it." Amen and amen. And when men and women lie about things like creation, or the truth of the Bible, God sees them as abominable. Likewise, when you are saved and you lie, God looks at your lying lips the same way he does the lying lips of a lost man. Turn away from your lying and speak the truth. Amen. Notice with me what the words of God instruct the Christian to do in Ephesians chapter 4 with me, and verse 25. He commands us, "Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one, amen, of another. Again, today we're looking at the abominations to the Lord. So far we've seen the heart of the wicked, the thoughts of the wicked, the lips of the wicked, and as we continue, we see the way of the wicked. The way of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Turn with me, if you would, to Proverbs chapter number 15. And when we get to Proverbs 15, I want us to look at verse number 9. Proverbs 15, verse 9, the words of God say this: the way of the wicked is an abomination unto the Lord. The way of the wicked is like the broad way that leads to destruction. And then there is a way of righteousness that is like the narrow way that leads to everlasting life. You see, my dear listener, God loves those who follow after righteousness. But he finds the way of the wicked abominable. See? In fact, he even said to Israel, back in Isaiah 55:8, neither are your ways my ways. And when you are saved, and you take the way of the wicked, God sees your way as an abomination. Amen? An abomination. See? Your way doesn't suddenly become righteous because you were saved. See? Because remember, yes, you're born again from the Spirit above. Your soul is saved. But the flesh is still ungenerated, is still wicked. And that flesh, if you yield to it, will pull you its way, which is opposite to God's way. See? So when you get up each day, my dear listener, you have a choice to be made. What are you going to do? Are you going to yield your members to righteousness, or are you going to yield your members to unrighteousness? Are you going to be yielded to the Holy Spirit of God that dwells inside you as a believer? Or are you going to be yielded to that sinful, vile, and wicked flesh? So you have to make the conscious decision. When you get up each day, I'm going to crucify that sinful, vile, and wicked flesh. There's nothing good about it. Amen. Man at his best state is vanity. Amen. And you're going to make that conscious effort to crucify that sinful and vile and wicked flesh and walk in newness of life and walk, yield it to the Holy Spirit. Amen. And produce the fruit of the Spirit and not the works of the flesh. So you must go God's way. Amen. You must go God's way. And if you don't go God's way, then you go the way of the wicked, whether you're saved or not, then it's an abomination to God. Amen. It's an abomination to God. Yeah, you're saved. Amen. But if you go the way of the wicked, what's going to happen? No, you're going to still go to heaven. But you're going to destroy your testimony testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ, for the Father, amen, and for the body of Christ. And that's what Satan would love you to do. He can't take you to hell with him, but he'll try to destroy your testimony and service for Almighty God. So let's move on and look at, as we're looking at things in an abomination to the Lord, the next thing we want to look at is the sacrifice of the wicked. The sacrifice of the wicked. And for that we need to turn to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8. And in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, the Word of God says this: the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord. Amen? Now, the wicked will attempt to appease the wrath of God with a sacrifice. Now, he won't change his wicked heart, his wicked thoughts, his wicked lips, or his wicked way. He will simply offer a token sacrifice so that he can keep doing what his proud heart desires. Amen? And this is so typical in religions, amen, that teach there's something that you have to do, amen, to be right with God. There's there's only one way to heaven, and that's Bible Christianity. Amen. Believing that it's already been done, whatever's needed, it's already been done to make you right with God through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Now, all of these other religions teach us something you have to do, be it Catholicism, be it Mormonism, be it Jehovah's Witnesses. See, there's something. There's the do religion and the done religion. The done religion says it's already done, it is finished. Jesus Christ has made the supreme sacrifice that's pleasing to God so that your sins can be forgiven. And you just now need to receive that by faith, what Christ did for you on that cross at Calvary, to be saved and right with God. You're saved by grace through faith. Amen? But sadly, many Christians, they pull the same stunt with God. What do I mean by that? Well, they sin willfully, and then they come to church once in a while to make it up to God. Amen. See? When the sad thing is, God finds your sacrifice abominable. Amen. You see, it's far better to do justice in judgment than it is to sin and then to try to buy off God, amen, with a sacrifice. Amen, that's according to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 3. So the sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination. God hates it. He hates it. He hates it, he hates it, he hates it. All of these things he hates. See? We've looked at today the heart of the wicked, the thought of the wicked, the lips of the wicked, the way of the wicked, the sacrifice of the wicked. Amen. He hates it. But the thing is, as we've seen, Christians are capable of doing the same things. Amen. And it doesn't change whether it's the wicked or the saved person. If you do these things, it's an abomination to God. He hates it. He hates it. He wants you to cease and desist. He wants you to have the right heart, minister grace with your lips. Amen. So what do we do about all of this? We've talked about it today. So the thing we need to do, amen, saved or unsaved, is listen, amen, to God. You need to be honest with God. You need to be honest with Almighty God. So, if you're unsaved, you are an abomination to God without Christ. Why? Because your heart is lifted up in pride. In other words, your thought is that you can get to heaven without receiving Jesus Christ. That's what you convinced yourself. Your lips profess the lie that you are righteous without Christ, which according to the Word of God is an impossibility. And you continue to follow the way of the wicked. See? The only reason someone goes to hell is because of pride. Amen. Because of pride. I don't need God. I don't need to do any. I don't need to receive Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. I don't need to confess Him before man. I don't need to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. No. I'm a good person. How many times have we heard this? I'm a good person. I never follow the golden rules. I've kept the Ten Commandments and onward and onward and onward. So they believe the lie. Because of the pride, because they're lifted up with pride, they believe the lie of the devil. Just as Eve believed the lie of the devil in the Garden of Eden. He's a liar from the beginning, and he'll be a liar until he's cast into that lake of fire someday. Hallelujah for that. So, you need to realize pride is what's keeping you from getting into heaven. And you need to receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. You need to humble yourself and receive Jesus. That's what you need to do. Pride is puffed up. You need to come down, humble yourself, receive Jesus Christ, and God will exalt you in due time. My dear listener, if you're already saved and your heart is still pride, amen, your thoughts are still wicked, your lips still lie, your way is still contrary to God, and you still do a little sacrifice of giving, attending church, so that you can keep doing wickedly. What do you need to do? You need to repent. You need to repent and change your ways. Because these things are abominations to the Lord.